Thank you, Damien. One way to declare your independence this weekend is to stay out of jail. That's what the California Highway Patrol is saying as it steps up its enforcement this weekend. Its maximum enforcement period begins July 3rd, Thursday. Officers are looking for people who may not be wearing their seatbelts or who are driving under the influence. They're also looking for speeding violations, and during this weekend last year, 56 people died on California highways, and among those who died, 70% were not wearing seatbelts. The CHP also made 1,500 arrests last year during this weekend for operating under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The sale of safe and sane fireworks began on Saturday, and local fire officials want local residents to use extreme caution as we head into the 4th of July holiday. Safe and sane fireworks are the only legal fireworks that can be bought and sold, and the only fireworks that have passed inspection and meet state standards. On Saturday, Fortuna Police, CAL FIRE, and the Sheriff's Office confiscated more than 2,300 pounds of illegal fireworks in Lolita, fireworks that were being sold in the county. With extreme drought conditions, both fire and police officials are asking that the public use only approved fireworks and do so in a safe and sane manner. Rio Dell has a new city manager. He is a Humboldt-made man. Kyle Knopp has been selected for the job effective July 21st. The current city manager, Jim Stretch, is retiring. Knopp grew up in Eureka and began his career in public administration working for Congressman Mike Thompson. His last job was Assistant Chief Executive Officer for Mendocino County. Rio Dell has been looking for its new city manager since January. In what has been described as a possible suicide by cop attempt, sheriff's deputies arrested 57-year-old McKinleyville resident Richard Cotherman after he threatened an employee at a Whitethorn construction company in Whitethorn. Cotherman told the employee he had explosives in his vehicle and would set them off. He also made indications that he had a firearm and threatened the employee several times before the employee managed to flee inside. When deputies arrived on scene, Cotherman surrendered without incident, reportedly telling the deputy that he had planned on suicide by cop, but changed his mind once the deputy arrived on scene. Cotherman was booked into jail on several charges. And the sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 25-year-old Eureka resident Patrick Rector, who is suspected of threatening his sister's boyfriend with a knife and then stealing her car as he fled the scene from a residence in King Salmon on Friday evening. Rector is an adult white male, 5'5", 165 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. He's accused of entering his sister's residence, pulling a knife, and threatening her boyfriend, a man with whom she said she had an ongoing dispute. Rector then allegedly left the scene in his sister's car, which was later recovered along with a fixed-blade knife. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. What's happening to our town? All are asking ourselves that question as we hear the headlines, one pot bust, one crime after another. Sometimes it's valuable to look at the problem through a new set of eyes. And that's why we spent some time talking with Eureka's new chief, Andy Mills, and his viewpoint is clear and compelling. He said part of the problem is that criminals are not seeing the consequences of their crimes.
Historically, people have said that I don't need to listen to the law. And so therefore, now it's escalating and we see a lot of violence as well that's not getting prosecuted.
And Chief Mills cited one specific example.
You know, we had a guy that shot at one person and fired another round that we put the case together and then hit another person with a metal iron. He got probation. That's unacceptable to me. You fire a gun at somebody, you go to prison because somebody has to set the bar.
Chief Andy Mills said the solution is that the district attorney's office needs more prosecutors to handle the growing number of cases. Tomorrow, a look at what we can do. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.